China has unveiled a list of 40 measures to facilitate pilot reforms in Shenzhen. The measures will grant the city greater autonomy in important areas. They enable Shenzhen to coordinate the use of different types of land resources based on national planning rules. Natural Resources Vice Minister Zhuang Xiaoqin says the city can allow more flexibility based on its land use needs.
The management and the control of land use will also be more flexible in order to better fit market demand and meet the integrated development of the secondary and the tertiary industries, as well as needs of land governance.
The list also encourages Shenzhen to build a trading platform for natural resources and a market of urban and rural construction land to boost integrated urban-rural development. Qingdao has ordered hospitals to strengthen monitoring of key departments after 13 COVID-19 cases were recorded recently. The coastal city in East China has also asked hospitals to intensify training of medical personnel and strictly implement infection prevention and control measures for personnel, patients, and people accompanying sick persons. Qingdao has since tested all 11 million of its residents with no new positive cases. It's been reported that inadequate disinfection in the CT room at Qingdao Chest Hospital led to the new outbreak. Vice Mayor Luan Xin says the hospital is undergoing thorough disinfection and testing.
Up to date, the entire personnel of Qingdao Chest Hospital, including the support crew, have taken the fifth round of nucleate acid testing, and no new positive result has been detected.
Local authorities also say an asymptomatic coronavirus carrier has been discharged after treatment. The carrier is one of two workers who handled imported frozen seafood at the Qingdao port and were found to have asymptomatic infections after testing on September 24th. China's largest operator of duty-free stores reported growth in both revenue and profits in the third quarter despite COVID-19 shocks. China Tourism Group Duty Free Corporation raked in total operating revenue of nearly 16 billion yuan, or about 2.4 billion US dollars, up almost 40% from a year ago. The company's total profit surged 105% year on year to 3 billion yuan. The company attributed the booming performance to the implementation of new offshore duty free policies introduced on the island province of Hainan. Over 4,800 people have started working as volunteers for the upcoming third China International Import Expo. They'll help guide people around the venue, address inquiries, and handle other work. Volunteer posts have also been set up for offering pandemic prevention and control information to ensure visitor safety. The third CIIE will begin in Shanghai on November the 5th. A major national wetland park is opened in Hebei Province. The Guanting Reservoir National Wetland Park is the largest of its kind in North China. It occupies an area of 135 square kilometers and is located in Huailai County. Officials say the park includes a wetland museum and a tourist service center. A government-appointed panel has said India's crossed the pandemic peak and will bring it under control by early next year if all health protocols are followed. The panel also warns that the onset of winter and upcoming festivals may increase people's susceptibility to the coronavirus, and easing at this point could again lead to a spike in cases. At present, there are over 7.5 million COVID-19 infections in India. Bahrain and Israel have signed a series of key agreements formalizing bilateral ties. One of the deals is a joint communique on establishing diplomatic, peaceful, and friendly relations between the two countries. The two sides also signed agreements covering areas including agriculture, trade, civil aviation, and financial services. An agreement on visa exemptions for nationals of both sides is also included. Bahrain and Israel signed a normalization deal at the White House last month.